AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Russian President Vladimir Putin's offering Ukraine a truce, but only if Kyiv meets a number of conditions. Sagar Magani has details.
Putin says he'd immediately order a ceasefire and start peace talks if Ukraine starts pulling troops out of four regions Moscow annexed 2 years ago and gives up plans to join NATO. At the alliance's headquarters, Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin notes Putin's the one who illegally occupied sovereign Ukrainian territory.
He is not in any position to dictate to Ukraine what they must do to bring about a peace.
Kyiv says Putin's proposal is absurd and aimed at undermining diplomatic efforts toward peace. Switzerland will host Vice President Harris and dozens of other world leaders at a peace conference this weekend, a gathering Putin says is simply a ploy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pope Francis addressed the G7, challenging leaders to keep human dignity foremost in developing and using artificial intelligence. He warned human relations themselves could be reduced to algorithms. At the Supreme Court, justices struck down a ban on bump stocks, a gun accessory that enables a weapon to fire at a rate comparable to machine guns. Lindsay Whitehurst has more.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority found the Justice Department under President Trump had overstepped its authority when it classified bump stocks as illegal machine guns. That was a change from previous administrations. The High Court found bump stocks don't qualify as machine guns because each pull of the trigger still discharges only one round, even if those rounds are coming very quickly.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has been reelected after his African National Congress Party struck a coalition deal. And Kate, the Princess of Wales, says she's making good progress in her cancer treatment and will attend tomorrow's Trooping the Colour ceremony. This is AP News. The University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index has dropped for a third straight month. Americans taking a dimmer view of their own finances and worried about inflation. How's the mood on Wall Street?
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks hung around their record highs as Wall Street remained relatively quiet following another slide in Europe. The S&P 500 edged down by less than 0.1% Friday. That marked the first time this week where the benchmark index did not set an all-time high. The Dow fell 57 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%, marking another all-time high as technology stocks gained. Losses were sharper across the Atlantic, where European markets have been rocked this week by the results of recent elections. France's CAC 40 stumbled to its worst week in more than 2 years. Treasury yields eased in the bond market following a report on U.S. consumer sentiment. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.21%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.